Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Thursday night. It is the 15th of February, 2012. I sound real good, but so far to say, as far as I know, I still have the cancer, and I'm using the wheelchair, a little bit of a walker in an emergency, and that's about it. I can't walk good. My leg is are about a third of the size. My arms are a third of the size they were, and they were well-muscled football linemen's arms and legs and high jumper legs and all kind of stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, I sound good because the Lord Jesus has preserved me to do what I'm supposed to do in the end time, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see about what is to come. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot going on. Now, we all know about the Maelstrom today, Maelstrom Air Force Base, an alleged, excuse me, terror alert. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, very sorry. Man, I'll tell you what, lung cancer is not good, not good at all, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, we know about Maelstrom. There was a supposed active shooter at Maelstrom Air Force Base, where the nuclear weapons are kept, and is a big nuclear base. And then that all goes on, and then they say, all under investigation, they've lifted the siege. There isn't apparently a person there. All right. Now, here's what's interesting. And, of course, yesterday, let's just say Wednesday, that a certain boy who gets the big fancy haircuts from Saranac Lake, allegedly, goes to Israel to say that we're here meeting with the Israeli Shin Bet and Mossad, and we're here to protect against terrorism in the Middle East and in the United States. Well, what's interesting is that allegedly, perhaps it's all just satire. Perhaps it's all just a play, or, you know, something else. I have no guarantees, but allegedly on Tuesday night of this week, well, let's just preface this whole thing. You remember a week ago or so when in Butler County, Ohio, which is north of Warren and Hamilton counties in Ohio, Butler County, Sheriff Richard Jones said that he had got information at the sheriff's deal out in D.C. and had found out that there was terror coming to the United States, and that he was going back home and he was going to issue automatic weapons and put them in all of his deputies' cars, okay, and all the squad cars. And he also, a few days later, after I reported that, he was on Fox News saying, hey, I'm training all the deputies in counterterrorism and also people in the community who want to learn about counterterrorism, because we're going to get hit with it. Now, that's quite interesting. Now, east of Butler County, there's a highway called 71 Highway coming down the road. Looking at a map here, 71 Highway comes in to go into Cincinnati, all right? And it is a highway that is a busy highway, not an interstate, but necessarily, but a busy highway, and consequently, it is well-traveled, shall we say. But allegedly Tuesday night around 6 o'clock or six-ish, sometime after work kind of time frame in that area, allegedly a military helicopter was seen, and it was apparently an Army helicopter, was seen flying at approximately somewhere around 3,000 feet. And it was going fairly slow, and somebody saw it from the road, and it happened to be somebody who was a high-level old-time signal intelligence person who also is what I would say a real top-notch ham radio operator and what have you. And he put that out on a website, which since has had to be scrubbed, apparently, at the request of somebody or the threat of somebody. But the person is not crazy, and he knows what he saw, and he saw a military helicopter following. And then as he and others went up to the ADS and watched that military helicopter, it came on down and got to where it came into the University of Cincinnati area, where there is the University of Cincinnati Hospital, the VA Hospital, and probably three or four other hospitals, all of which have radiology departments and also cancer radiation treatment centers and that kind of stuff where radioactivity is present. But this person had been in the helicopter following the crew in the helo, was following something down 71 Highway, and then as it turned in, apparently, or allegedly turned into that hospital area up there, what is it, St. Bernard, Norwood, the University, I don't know, I'd have to look on a map here to see, I don't know Cincinnati, but where the University of Cincinnati is, St. Bernard, Norwood, that kind of area, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, that it then started hovering and circling above at a real slow rate of speed. Excuse me. I am so sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't alter the fact, the information, let me tell you, or the alleged information. At that point in time, allegedly, at supersonic speed, allegedly, somebody from D.C. started vectoring down to D.C. in towards Cincinnati. And then somebody also from Kentucky, Old Cane Tuck, where maybe some Shooting Iron Boys was located at, maybe out of Knox or somewhere, who knows, somewhere near Frankfurt, I don't know. But special ops type people, Shooting Boys, but really actually military. And they were involved in coming towards Cincinnati. And some of these people started landing at Lunkin Airport. And at that point, then the helo circled back around that had been watching them. And then went back up into the area, and then other helos arrived, and then also later on from the West Coast, or West, not the West Coast, but from the Western United States, from either Offutt or from wherever else, they then sent another plane running real fast, and it landed. And so at the time of the deal, we have people in that area watching somebody there, allegedly, who might be trying to hide amongst the signatures of radioactive material, all right, in the hospitals as a ruse to throw off anybody from above looking for them. So this then continued on, and these others arrived, not that taking that long at supersonic speed, military jets and planes. And then also out of Indiana, where there's a little, I believe they call it an MOUT base. It's up in there, and we've talked about that base before. But allegedly, I'm not saying that allegedly, that could be also where you have the urban fighters, you know, kind of training and that kind of stuff. But these things coming in and the number of them and the speed and all of the stuff do not depict a necessarily, allegedly, a drill. They allegedly depict an actual event. And here's why we see that. As these are all starting to come into the area in Cincinnati and head up towards the University of Cincinnati, and then on up about, oh, I don't know, after 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock p.m., something like that, somewhere in that time frame, 10 to 11, University of Cincinnati, allegedly University of Cincinnati college students were at a bar outside at a tavern or wherever, and they had been drinking, and they heard automatic weapon fire close by in some kind of a park near the University of Cincinnati, all right, some kind of a park deal up in there, and they heard sporadic, what only could be described as automatic weapon fire, and multiple ones firing. And then apparently somebody called Channel 12 News out of Cincinnati TV News. They went up to the area, and there were police would not let them into that area. But this, I'm telling you, is not a police thing. This is a U.S. military thing, and probably Army out of Knox or out of Frankfurt or somewhere. Army people out of the Mount in Indianapolis, you know, in Indiana, wherever it was. And then the original Hilo, which I believe has been part of a group of Hilos that are watching for terror transports on all the highways in the center of the country there in Ohio, where they all converge from different areas, west, north, south, east, et cetera, southeast, southwest, into Cincinnati area. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, these alleged incident, when the Channel 12 TV news went up there, they said, what's going on? We're hearing about automatic weapons fire, rifle fire in the area. We need to get in. What's going on? The police told them, we're not allowed to tell or say anything to you. Leave this area now. Get back from this area. So then that was reported. But then since then, their stuff allegedly has been scrubbed. And reports of all that have been scrubbed and don't exist, quote unquote, allegedly. So I'm trying to say to you, ladies and gentlemen, is that apparently, allegedly, in the satire play or the interesting scenarios, that allegedly a nuclear event was being tracked by a U.S. military helicopter with sensors coming down 71 Highway, where it then went into the University of Cincinnati area, where there are other hospitals and things with nuclear material and radioactive material, which could be then hidden or subliminated amongst those materials. And that upon seeing that and seeing this stuff, other things started coming in like crazy. And at one point in time, there was over 11 different air assets that had come in to either Lunkin Airport or into the greater Cincinnati airport. And apparently somewhere around the 11-ish or after 10 o'clock-ish, when the automatic weapon fire took place up in that area, that after that, that episode was then apparently over. And then I believe, and allegedly, here's what I would, in my opinion, has taken place. a huge amount of Blackhawks. Just like you're saying, somebody looked that up. Yes, it was. And now let me tell you this. My old Allegheny friend, yes, you're right. And then there was more yesterday as well and in the area. So they're all looking for stuff. They're all looking for the things that go boom, boom, the loose buckets of sunshine, all the stuff that the Iranians or the Russians or the Red Chinese are coming across the border, bringing in, or that could be stolen perhaps from a Maelstrom, which in the past, Maelstrom was a place where certain deals during Dick Cheney's and Rex Arbusto, guard Darth Dove Hunter and Rex Arbusto's administration, that some stuff was purloined, buckets of sun were purloined and taken and put down in Louisiana to eventually to go on a B-52, but then they were found along the side there and then prevented from going. So there's a history of this that's been reported on this show for a number of years, okay? And we've talked to you about it time and time again. Brother Quayle had information years ago about a certain number of loose buckets of sunshine four in Chicago years and years ago. And now as we're talking, there's a large number of Blackhawks in and around that area, I guess it's since, in and around the area in Cincinnati or in that area. Is that what you're saying, Allegheny, Allegheny Beagle? I can't click on all your stuff. You have to put it in the headline. Okay. So yeah, there's a lot of military helicopters in there now, but this was Tuesday night and allegedly a team or somebody who was transporting loose buckets of sun, a terrorist type people, perhaps that were warned about by Richard Jones and talked about it last week, that he was told by the people in D.C. that this might be coming up, all this stuff. And then I'll tell you what, they may have decided not to go through Butler County and come down into Cincinnati because he told people that he was putting automatic weapons in all of his deputies' cars, which if you're out there and you're in a sheriff's department, I suggest that you also install rifles or auto pull auto weapons and ammo in your deputies' cars, and that you be on the lookout. You bolo for terrorism and any kind of crap. We got Red Chinese training within a few days after they arrive to the southern border. They're training with AR-15s and pistols. And yes, that's correct from my Allegheny friend. Blackhawks all over the Cincinnati area right now. So I'm going to tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is not a joke. It is for real, and they're probably still looking for other matters to come through. Or they did not get all of the suspected loose buckets of sun that are in the area. There probably is some kind of a cell, a group of cells of either Chinese or Russians or of Iranians or other Middle Easterners. And recall we were talking about hearing of either Farsi or Arabic language. Excuse me, done in the burst transmissions, but in the local CB bands in Middle America. All right. But burst transmissions, local CB bands. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, something is going on. And we have Ray Ray goes and says, well, the FBI is going, I'm going to protect America from the terrorism, bop, bop, bop. Whereas the night before, Tuesday, they didn't protect from the terrorism, but they sure as heck, somebody in a army helo detected something, followed it down 71 Highway, called the boys, I think, possibly from Fort Knox, maybe, or somewhere in near their base that are shooters and looters. And they came on up, and then they called the Mount people out of Indiana and others, and then the honcho came from D.C., and then actually yesterday, then an E6 came in from the west and then sort of meandered down and refueled in Cincinnati and then stayed up in Cincinnati, and then all kind of helos came in. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, the college students heard automatic weapon fire. They probably called Channel 12. Channel 12 went to the area, which is somewhere near the University of Cincinnati on Tuesday night, early Wednesday morning maybe, but around 11 o'clock Tuesday night in Cincinnati, University of Cincinnati area, and the shooters were there, the U.S. Army or whoever shooters, a team was there and took out some people who were probably trying to hide in the adjacent wooded area or park. And it might be that somebody else took control of the trucks. I have no idea. Or they were looking for additional stuff once they found out who the cell was and looking for additional loose buckets of sun. This country is under attack. We're under invasion. And the FBI doing doodly squat. Now, it's interesting to note that immediately I thought about the Kansas City Chiefs the next day having the Super Bowl celebration, where over 1 million people would be at the around the Union Station in Kansas City. Now, what's interesting is that the Post, I think the Post brought out something, a possibility of a Sahir Omar name being involved. But then now that's been poo-pooed. And although the motive is yet unclear, quote, unquote, unquote, and there was over 200 FBI and ATFs and federal agents and everything there, and over 600 Kansas City police officers plus state troopers from Missouri and all of this stuff, the fans are the ones that tackled them, a couple of other has tackled a couple guys that allegedly were doing the shooting. And then Sahir Omar is a name that pops up in other terror events down in Texas and Fort Worth and stuff in previous years related to Sahir Omar. So now what's interesting also with that, and I'm going back to Cincinnati now on Tuesday, but I'm going to go back there in a second. What's interesting about it is that immediately the lefty mayor of Kansas City started talking about gun control, etc. And then in the Missouri legislature, there is a gun control legislation in the mayor. And then Biden in the White House, monitoring the events, started talking immediately about gun control. So consequently, it's yet to be seen because they will not release the names, apparently, until they're charged. Well, how do you not charge somebody with multiple shootings and murders, okay, and a murder? And the woman murdered, incidentally, was a DJ, Hispanic DJ, a Tejano woman who is supposedly very popular in the Hispanic community, who's a radio DJ in Kansas City, Kansas, I believe. She lived on the Kansas side, and then some of her children were shot, and other children around that area were shot, 6 to 15 years old. Now, old Joe says there's a P-8 Poseidon trailing around Atlantic City looking for stuff. Atlantic City, New Jersey. Yes, there is. Okay, now, ladies and gentlemen, there's no evidence as to who the shooters are because they won't release their names. The only time we see we don't release their names is when there's something up or when there's a possibility of an MK Ultra where children get shot, you see, like schoolhouse shootings and that kind of stuff. And the possibility, you remember when they wouldn't release names years ago at the in West Virginia at the university, and that was MK Ultra possibly and all that kind of things. So was the FBI involved, or was the EIEIOs or the CIA or the ATF or the hookabookadookas or the EIEIOs involved in hiring some kind of shooters to start the game rolling again against guns, all right, in the hands of the United States, in the hands of the citizens. So I don't know, but we have a terror event, highly suspect, allegedly, that took place in Cincinnati metro area near the University of Cincinnati, somewhere near the hospitals and things, and the VA hospitals up there, and there's a children's hospital up there, and they all have the different cancer-related radiation treatments and also big radiology departments. And then the University of Cincinnati itself may have a reactor, I'm not sure, in that area. But anyway, it would be a place people would hide if they had something on board their truck or their car, a loose bucket of sun or one loose bucket of sun, bring it into an area to blow. They would hide there to try to prevent it from being detected from above. As it was, I believe they already got detected. Consequently, they already were detected and followed. Then they then call them in, and now they're still apparently still looking for stuff in the area. And then certain ham and eggers, certain old signal intelligence people who first put it out, who know what a military helicopter looks like, and then also subsequently were able to hear certain stuff. I won't say what they were able to hear because I didn't look at their thing and didn't see it, but apparently they listened to certain traffic. But I will tell you this, is that all the regular air traffic was rerouted from that area and rerouted to come around into airports from the south of the metro and not come across the metro to go into holding patterns, etc., to go to the airports. Consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this thing is a loose wild weasel scenario that's starting to occur. You got Maelstrom today. You got all kind of other stuff going on. You got now off of Atlantic City, P8 Poseidon's doing the stuff. So you'd better watch out. And old Tejas down there, you better watch out down in there, and all the friends down there in the old, well, you know where you're at, where all the railroads run, you know, and all that stuff, and crisscross each other. You look down in there and you look into Houston and into the Dallas and all the different places. Let me tell you, you better be on the alert, because even in old Kansas City, there were too many children seemingly shot, and there was a lot of kids down there. But a whole lot of kids were shot, as well as this Hispanic woman. And I don't know if that was an involvement where she was a target, or if just that was in the area. I have no idea. But the fact is, why don't they release the names? Because they haven't released the names of the suspects, because the crowd, the fans tackled two of them. They actually tackled three, but they let one person go, apparently. I don't know if he was one that tackled one of the people, or if he was like in Arizona, where the congresswoman, whose husband is an astronaut, got shot that time. Remember, there was another person that was suspect that was apparently released, all right, who was in a drugstore around the corner from where that said congresswoman was shot. So is there a handler involved? I don't know. And I don't have an exact thing on it, don't have any direct information on it, but I just know what I've seen over the years and these types of things. And then yet at the same time, in the Cincinnati Metro, I can tell you that there was an alleged in a satire, a play, whatever you want to call it, there was an alleged terror event, possibly, allegedly, with a loose bucket of sun that was tracked. And now, consequently, I'm going to guarantee you, they're looking for other people and they're tracking stuff. Now, above Cincinnati a number of years ago, if you recall, there was a Navy SEAL got shot and killed. And that involved also a Middle Eastern person. There's a lot of different terror cells that are in and around Dayton at the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and then all kind of other intelligence cells, because they would like to get the information out of Dayton, out of Wright Pity Pat, because there is also, of course, UFO material there. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm telling you, we're going to have all kind of things going on. And then Ray Ray of Saranac Lake then goes to assure people, and they want to assure the American people. But anyway, apparently the ham and eggs guys, the big ones that had the website, they were visited, I believe, by police officers or other type people, after things were posted and things were told to be pulled down. Yet, I believe one of them, the guys said, hey, I ain't crazy. I know what I saw. All right? And so that's that. And y'all better be understanding that we are in the Gog-Magog War. The Israeli people have said, hey, we're at war. This thing is ongoing. And consequently, ladies and gentlemen, I will say this. We had the Maelstrom event. We're talking about now Russian nukes in space. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting is that that's when they first put up Sputnik. That's what we were worried about back then in the 50s. What was that, 59 or 6, 59 or 58, 57? And then I will tell you, you remember I told you about the Battle of the Harvest Moon? Let me get that out here. That's too good to not read a portion of it. Oh, boy. Too many books, too many stuff piled on top of each other. Okay, let's see what we got here. Battle of the Harvest Moon. All right. We have Russia's particle beam weapon and Cosmos interceptors. Okay. Now, this is from an audio letter, tape digest number 27, to Dr. Peter B-E-T-E-R, audio letter number 27, cassette tape. It was written the same time perspective as the original recording. October 29th, 1977. And here's what he reported on that date. A news conference on 10-4-77, the Secretary of Defense, Harold Brown, shocked reporters by saying, there is a fact of Soviet anti-satellite operational capabilities. That's Secretary of Defense Harold Brown, 10-4-1977. This ain't some new deal. about Soviet anti-satellite operational capacities. This was a veiled reference to Russia's destruction last month, 9/20/77, of a U.S. spy satellite. But Brown did not explain that Russia killer satellites called Cosmos Interceptors are manned and fire particle beam weapons. Reporters were left to assume that a 10-year-old explosive satellite design is in use. Nope. So the Battle of the Harvest Moon. During 1977, the particle beam weapons race between the U.S. and the USSR has been razor close. This was number 26 audio letter from Dr. B-E-T-E-R. Better. The U.S. was striving to get its moon base at Copernicus Crater, you hearing me, operational with beam weapons, while the USSR was striving for operational particle beam weapons in Earth orbit. On 7/17/77, the Soviet Union launched a large twin satellite, Cosmos 929. It is manned, equipped with particle beam weapon. After 2 months of checkout, it blasted an American spy satellite as it passed over the Petrozavodsk Observatory in northern Russia on 9/20/77. The satellite had erupted into an immense fireball in space as far away as Helsinki, Finland, 300 miles away, described as a jellyfish-like UFO in the news. 9/24/77, the Soviet Navy abruptly expelled all foreign fishing trawlers from the Barents Sea, and the Soviet trawlers in European waters were called home. By 9/26/77, the Americans on the moon were almost operational with their first beam weapons, particle beam weapons, but they were too late. A second Russian twin satellite, Cosmos Interceptor, was in orbit, this one with a special neutron beam weapon, and it bombarded the moon base, the U.S. moon base, with deadly neutron radiation throughout on 9/27/77, the night of the harvest moon. The moon base astronauts died as if from a neutron bomb, and America had lost the Battle of the Harvest Moon. So when they're talking to you about all Russians might have satellite weaponry, well, there's an actual deal where they took out our moon base of our particle beam weaponry at the Battle of the Harvest Moon in 77. Okay? Russian Cosmos Interceptors, and they've improved quite a bit since then. And we were trying to get our stuff on the moon base itself. Yes, the shooter had worked on the election campaign. Somebody, yeah, thank you there, JKM. Conservative shooter had worked on her election campaign. She was a liberal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Yes, but there was a handler of the guy who was in, and he was seen meeting with the handler in the drugstore right around the corner before it all happened. That was an MK Ultra shooting. Okay, I understand that. Yep, we talked about that back then. I'm not going to go back into that because we're right now. We're looking at what's going on in America, and there are terror events that could happen at any time because they were prevented by the alert people in a certain helicopter, followed somebody down the road, down 71 Highway in Ohio, and, they tracked them into the University of Cincinnati. And, so doing racetracks, a P8 doing racetracks, partially over the Sound near Atlantic City, but also going inland up even around Smithville, Egg Harbor, Vineland, Pleasantville, I don't know what that city is because it's covered up, Pleasantville, etc. P8 doing its loop-de-loops, okay? Near Maze Landing, Maze Landing. Now, that's interesting. That sounds familiar. Maze Landing sounds familiar. Yep. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, we're in the Gog-Magog War, Ezekiel 38, 39. And the stuff is starting to go down pretty good, you know, starting to head right on down the railroad tracks. Casey Jones at the helm with the hammer down. And they're all heading to Function Junction. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what we're going to do, but I will tell you. We've talked to you all over the years, and we've talked to you about what would happen when they do the terror. Then they'll go to martial law in the United States. And then you'll have the Civil War and all the different stuff going on. That they will then try to lock it down. And then they'll lock it down, but they'll use, allegedly, they'll use Red China Joe, who's got his friends from China, don't you know? And it's just quite interesting. Quite interesting. You know, we've had the lakes in play in the past. I've told you about that and how the Russians are the different people, or Red Chinese, but the Russians back then. But it could be that they're being in league with the Chinese. Yep, I see the P-8 Poseidon, which is a nuclear, looking for subs and also nuclear devices. They have some of the best sensors to find nuclear devices or to find nukes in the at the bottom of the ocean in a submarine. That's how good they are, that they're the ones trolling over Atlantic City. So they're looking for something out there. Possibly. Allegedly, don't have a for sure. Hawk doesn't say 100% guarantee, but it's allegedly. But there is stuff in play, and I'm going to tell you, all of the air traffic and the supersonic traffic from D.C. and out west and from Kentucky, pop, pop. I mean, you can go to Kentucky supersonic real quick. And interestingly enough, allegedly, any NEST, Nuclear Emergency Search Team operations, particularly from the air, have the ability, allegedly, to tell the air traffic control in any area as to what to do, okay? The air traffic control doesn't tell them what to do. They say, move all the stuff out of this area. We're looking for something. Loose buckets of sun. So, you know, consequently, we had the lake stuff in past years and then earlier this year and all the P-8s and P-3 Orions that were going up there, all the helicopters looking over Lake Michigan, Lake Superior, Lake Huron, Lake all the different lakes, Lake Erie, coming down the St. Lawrence Seaway. And they still look at the lakes up there, and they still remember we were seeing them come down into Kentucky and down into Ohio and Indiana back then. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. But all I know is that nation shall rise against nation. And kingdom against kingdom. And amen. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. Because, see, after these happen, it's going to get really bad. And then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. So this is all tied in with Israel being encompassed, etc. It just ties into all kind of stuff from the Gog-Magog War, Ezekiel 38-39, ties into Revelations, and the whole nine yards. So consequently, you are the person on the line. I'm going to tell you, you are the person that needs to be, just like Richard Jones told the Fox News people, that he was trying to train people who wanted to be like, you know, spotters in his county or in a posse or something, or the citizens that do ride-alongs and get the law enforcement training. He was training people in Butler County, Ohio, for anti-terrorism watches and that kind of stuff. And then he's got his deputies loaded up in the trunks with their, or wherever they're keeping them, or on a rack in the back. I have no idea. Or a rack in the front, behind the front seat of the fully automatic weapons. And then, once again, University of Cincinnati students who were out partying in that area on Tuesday night, about 10:30, 11 o'clock, started hearing sporadic automatic weapon fire. All right. And multiple firearms, multiple automatic weapons, apparently, being fired in an adjacent park or wooded area not that far from there. And then, as Channel 12 Eyewitness, you know, TV news or whatever there in Cincinnati, I think it's the CBS affiliate, went out there with the vans and stuff. The police had that area, whole area, way far out of it, from it, sealed off. And they said, what's going on with the automatic weapon fire in this area, allegedly? And then they broadcast that, and then the police told them, we cannot tell you. Please leave the area, we cannot tell you. So the police then and the Cincinnati cops were told not to tell anybody what's going on, all right? World, Russia denies space-based weaponry. Shit, they used it in 77, my good friend. I just read to you what happened and really happened in 77. They took out our base on the moon in Copernicus Crater, where we were putting our particle beam weapons out up there to be able to beam down from the moon. This stuff has been going on for so long, it's so fun. It's not funny. And then other Russian space-based weaponry, they have hypersonic missiles. And just like their missiles can be put into space and they can orbit the Earth. All right. The Chinese orbited one many times around Earth and then brought it down, and with from its orbit came down. It was less than 5 minutes from the orbit and then blew up in the Atlantic, in the Pacific Ocean or the China Sea or wherever they directed. I forget where they directed it. It's about a year or so ago. And in less than 5 minutes, any target in the United States or around the world can be hit from outer space with the hypersonic missiles of Russia and China and probably also Iran. But the United States doesn't have the hypersonics because Obama and others in Congress precluded them from being done, and then Biden has also precluded them from being built. And we do not have the Tomahawk missiles because we're not building them, or we're not building enough of the ordnance for even regular 155-millimeter howitzers and that kind of stuff. And now they want to shut down some of Lake City Production for 223. Ladies and gentlemen, this thing is going the wrong direction. Going the wrong direction. So Russia denies, well, Russia's got space-based weapons. The United States also has space-based weapons. China has space-based weapons. Do you remember when the Chinese took down one of our satellites or took down one of our spy planes with a kinetic? That's the first time they used a kinetic thing by a Chinese spy, right? And then they got our plane, went down, and they captured our plane, which I think was a P-3 Orion at that time. And they got information out of that. And that was a number of years ago. And then the United States was discussing how China had space-based kinetic weapons that were similar to one of ours that could hit satellites. Okay? Heck, there's a treaty between the United States and Russia not to use weapons in outer space. Actually, multiple treaties. Okay? Consequently, they've had them. And I read that Battle of the Harvest Moon. I'll tell you what. People have no clue what's getting ready to happen in this country and in this world and this solar system and part of the universe. You're going to see the quote-unquote aliens or the fallen angels. You're going to see them. You're going to see them in the midst of a war. You're going to see them come in to the fore. All right? And prior to the war, we've got the terror events and all the stuff. And old Ray Ray from the Saranac with the fancy hurricane ain't going to do dog doodly squat to prevent it because his people were involved in taking out Trump, allegedly, and still are because you still got McCabe and then you got the old Brennan, CIA guy, and they're involved with what the MSNBC or CNN or whoever they're involved with. Still going anti-Trump because they want to be on the side of the new world order. You see what I'm saying? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you what. Brother Steve Quayle, 406-586-4840. If you need gold or silver, you call him up right away. And if Steve's not there, you talk to Tyler or to his good manager Daryl or any of the people there, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And I will say this also. You want to keep Old Hawk going on, striking the blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and warning about the remnant of what's to come or what's happening. Anything can be sent in a card, a letter, always nice. You put a little something in it, Federal Reserve notes, or a little bit of silver, silver quarter, silver dime, silver half an ounce of silver, a little bit of gold or platinum, whatever, or a check, or a money order. Make sure the money order is filled out with your information properly, all the information needed, or they don't go. And you make it out to Hawk, or you send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K. Any check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And God bless you all for keeping Old Hawk in the game. Almost 20 years now. Now, you want to assist the Lord Jesus with the Nunamaker Indochina Bible Project NUNEMAKER, Nunemaker, Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, that's with a Y, E-R-S-T-O-W-N, Pennsylvania, 17067. Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Center, Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, Pennsylvania, 17067. And let me tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, that will go to the Montagnard tribes, the individual villages. There'll be Bibles and songbooks that are made up in their own village dialects, or it will go to help transport them there, or it will go to help to build a little small church that's been built outside of a house church that has filled totally up in the house, and they went back in the back and built a $20,000 frame church. This is growing. The Lord Jesus on fire in the Montagnard villages in Indochina. God bless them all out there, and for praying for the hawk. And let me tell you what, Lord Jesus, we go right now to Ronnie in Iowa. We go to Ronnie in Iowa, and anybody else who has a mass in their chest or potential thyroid cancer or whatever, will you then touch them, Lord Jesus, and will you remove any growths from their chest or anything? Anybody else who may have a prostate cancer somewhere, and we know about several of those type people. Lord Jesus, will you go to them? You know who they are specifically, Lord. Will you go to them that listen to the show, and will you touch them? And will you remove the cancer from their body and restore them back to more optimum health? And Lord Jesus, will you take the cancer from my body and restore me back to optimum health? Mighty men and women of valor, I know you're up there. Strike blows with your weapons from your space-based weapons and slap down anybody trying to attack the United States with the particle beam weapons that you have on your spacecraft that, quote-unquote, don't exist. Horse hockey on those. Russians got them, but they got other stuff that we don't have. And the MMV are a separate entity, not necessarily under control of the U.S. government, because the U.S. government tried to kill them, okay? Bednick and Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey LaPool, you're at the optics, stay on it, and Road and Track and Little L, you say hello to your mom and daddy, and the Lord Jesus loves you. Stay on your studies as well as your ninja ways and your target shooting ways and your hand-to-hand Muay Thai ways.